TFM 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM 99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
To have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Say anything about fighting a giant to those men. And his brother was already trying to put him in his place. How many times have you been put in your place when you just ask the question? How many times have people denied what you are trying to do because they don't know what you're up to? And they formulate accomplices to bring down the things that's designed to elevate and promote a house. You'll catch it. Maybe he was jealous, or maybe he just didn't want his younger brother to do something that would embarrass him in front of his friends. I know that happened to me in my life because my brother said, I don't want my younger brother hanging around with me because he'll see what I'm doing, and I don't want him to do stuff that I'm doing. But David handled the situation. He didn't get into an argument with Eliab. He knew Goliath was the enemy, and that he needed to focus, that the focus was not on Eliab, but the focus was on Goliath. We need to keep our focus on where the problem is and not the answer. He knew to stay focused. He knew that the problem was Goliath. My brothers and sisters, this is something we all need to learn. We need to remember who the enemy is and focus on him instead of wasting our time fighting one another. The Apostle Paul said it like this: our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of the air. Our fight is spiritual, my brother. We keep fighting physical battles. And the Lord said, this isn't a physical battle. This is a spiritual battle. This battle is not yours anyway. This battle is the Lord. Stop trying to fight what you can't handle. The battle belongs to the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when we see all the things that was occurring, we can have the confidence that God will give us strength and encouragement that we need to fight and win. Whatever battle may come our way, David had learned this lesson, which is why he was able to defeat Goliath and write these words found in Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts him, and I am helped. My brothers and sisters, when we put the Lord in the middle of everything, everything works out fine. The last lesson, and I'll get out of your way. I want to mention this morning this. The giants we face can bring us closer to God, or they can point out our spiritual weaknesses. Many of the problems David faced in his life brought him closer to God. On the other hand, it is very evident that Saul, Eliab, and all the other Israelites were blinded by their circumstances and didn't have faith necessary to fight and win the battle. When have we not had the faith to just move forward because of the plans that were set before us? How long have we waited? My brothers and sisters, David confronted his giant because he had faith. David had to confront this giant by faith. David fought against a giant, and this battle David chose a weapon of a shepherd's sling. But Goliath chose a sword. Goliath laughed at the nation of Israel by sending a boy out to face him with what the giant thought was a stick. But Goliath didn't know was that God had a shepherd's sling, that David rather had a shepherd's sling, and that it was about to kill him. What Goliath didn't understand was God's ability to hide things. What God had done was that he had confused the enemy, because the enemy thought he knew what he was up to. But what the enemy didn't know, what God had in store was far greater than what the enemy was trying to do. So God was moving, and God confused the enemy. David had the Lord on his side, for David had Jehovah Nissi. And that word Nissi means the Lord is our banner, who goes before us in every battle that we have. And when you have Jehovah Nissi on your side, it doesn't matter what comes against you. The Lord says, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So let the power comes and rise. Just remember, I can breathe and move stuff out of the way. My brothers and sisters, this giant battle was against the Lord. I need to ask the question this morning. Do you have the faith that it takes to stand up against giants? Are you willing to trust God instead of your own ability? Are you willing to walk by faith and not by sight? My brothers and sisters, who are you listening to this morning? Because who you're listening to may determine whether you're on the right track or the wrong track. Are you going to listen to the giant that keep telling you that you will never win, because his objective is to continue to be a giant in your life and cause confusion and chaos and division? David leveled the playing field when he said, you come against me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. Scripture reminds us, Brother Shepherd, that David took his staff in his hand, and he took five smooth stones. He put them in his shepherd bag. And when it was time for the battle, he only took out one stone. Brother Joshua, he only took one stone. And when he met his giant, Daryl, he took at shepherd's sling. He was a marksman with a shepherd's sling. And he winded it up, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And he flung that shepherd sling with one smooth stone, struck the head of Goliath. And Goliath fell to the ground, dying. And David took the giant's own sword, and he cut his head off. The word of God is powerful. But wait a minute. I said David had five stones, but David only used one, Dwayne. What does that tell us? It tells us that there are some other giants that still will come after you. You may have taken out one giant, but there are some others that are coming. But be of good cheer. I've given you some more stones to use against the giant that will try to take you out. And if I am on your side, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So pick up your stone today. Slay your giant, because the Lord is on our side. My brothers and sisters, don't let any giant rob you of your joy. Can you help me? Don't let any giant rob you of your joy. I haven't hurt you. Don't let any giant rob you of your joy. You are victorious in the Lord. If you are in the house, let the church say hallelujah. For hallelujah is the highest praise. The enemy thought he had us gone, Cynthia. But God had a plan. He had a stone. And that stone was designed to take him out. And that stone is the word of God. And when you get away, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I serve the Lord. He heard my cry. Is there anybody in the house who know that you know that you know that you know that you know? We serve an awesome God, a God of victory, a God of valor, a God who looks far beyond our fault and sorry, and our God is worthy to be praised. America, God is speaking directly to you. He has given us prophets and leaders to share his word. As he gave to Noah, when he said, I'm giving you so much time to hear my words. If you fail to hear my word, you fail to know the plan. So turn from your ways, honor the Lord God. Go into the houses and the byways and the wilderness and seek out those who are lost. And the Lord is calling a nation to holiness and righteousness. Time is of the essence. For the Lord is speaking. For he who have an ear, let him hear what the Lord is saying to his people. The doors of the church open. If there's one today and your desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may come as a candidate, you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian experience. If you are here today, my brother or my sister, and your desire to accept the Lord, will you surrender your life to Him today?